Let us bring in Pat Pagano, and he'll present us with this not really ever-changing forecast. Good morning, Pat.
You know, you have an assignment.
Uh-oh.
Over the weekend, you have to come up with a bunch of sounders that will signify the main overall forecast when I come on each morning. So you have to find, for instance, today, sun and cloud. So maybe you could have some birds in the background. And okay, that'll give people the idea of exactly where we're going. But today will be a day where we don't have to worry about any drizzle, any rain, any showers, sun and cloud, 65 to 70, a almost normal spring day, clear and chilly tonight, upper 30s, partly cloudy Friday, middle 60s. Now, we'll probably get some rain coming in Friday night, and we'll probably have a little bit of rain on Saturday, and I mean a little bit, 60 degrees. Mother's Day, we'll wind up with some sun, then increasing clouds, mid-60s, but no rain on Mother's Day until sometime Sunday night and Monday. So we will salvage Mother's Day. And before I forget, and I don't know how I forgot, Mr. Miles, you did it again.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
I watched Nobody.
What do you think of it?
Loved it. I remember you telling me it was a little bit on the bloody side, but it was a lot more bloody than I expected.
It is.
A lot more, but what a very, very good movie.
It really was. It really was a good movie.
It really is a good movie, and I had no idea how I was getting it, but I wound up getting it because I think it was Verizon wanted $20. Who else? I think Prime wanted $11.99, and then I wound up getting it through other means, streaming, and it was an excellent copy, so I was able to watch it, and I didn't have to pay for it.
I got it for free. It was out as part of when it first hit the theaters, and so it was up for a week. So I got it for free.
That's really great, and I did a very, very good movie. So
it's a movie.
Suspense and action and thrills, this is one for you.
And it's got a whole bunch of actors you just don't know. And that's the great thing about it. It's really a sleeper of a movie, as I just burped.
Okay, well, anyhow, so much for the movies, and as I said, so much for the weather. The best chance of rain, in my opinion, would be Friday night into Saturday, and then Sunday night into Monday.
Okay, so now the weather today is what?
Sun and cloud, 65 to 70.
Okay, so stop there for a second. What was it?
Okay, thank you.
And what's the weather for tomorrow and the day after?
Well, tomorrow's partly cloudy.
Okay. And what about Saturday?
Saturday, we have a chance of some showers.
Okay, so for Saturday, we have a chance of showers. So we'll do this one for Saturday. Let's see if we can get it.
Meet your next.
Oh no, they're not going to let me do this. I thought I had this all queued up, ready to go, but no, we have to wait. 3 seconds, and then
okay,
here we go. Here we go. This should be.
Yeah,
boy. So immediately I'll put into my repertoire the cheers and the boos, and I'll add more as we go.
As the time goes on, yes.
As time goes on, I'll add more that represent my feelings on the predicted forecast. So now, when does your long-range forecast come out again so we can put it back up on our page?
That's the summer forecast, right? Because we did the spring.
Yeah.
So the summer forecast, I would think we should get that up by Memorial Day weekend.
All right, that's good. Boy, we have so much. We've gotten so much rain, and not in like dumping, but there's actually just mud. It's amazing how much rain.
Same here. I noticed too. Yeah, stepping on the lawn, it's a little mushy right now. Exactly. Yeah, you know. But you know what'll happen, Marshall. Come July and August, you'll be saying to me, remember back in May when there was mud all over the place? Now it's clay, you know?
As long as it's warm, I don't care.
I know. That's your magic thing, Warm. And that's pretty much it. Other than the fact that this weekend's Mother's Day, so that's the one thing, you know, that we're looking at. And then next weekend, I have my movie premiere. The movie, for the most part, is done. But the director is really going, I guess, what's the word? Hogwash over this. He put together, at the very, very end, he started putting together a collage of our movies where we did any kind of dancing, because he put it to the tune of Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Someone.
Yeah.
And from there, he started including old movies and then current movies and then Broadway. And he is on this kick. He keeps on replacing little clips. You're talking 1 or 2 seconds. The entire movie's done. This is the very end of it, and that is not completed yet. So yours truly has not been able to get on that computer and make copies for anybody. And we're a week away.
So he's basically gone off in left field.
And I mean, it is phenomenal. I mean, I can't tell you how many bits of dancing are in this one song. I mean, it's incredible. I don't think you'd ever be able to remember everything, but and he's just going nuts because he's getting everything precisioned to the music. So it's really, really a great, I guess they call, what do they call them, mashups?
Yeah.
It's a great mashup. It's a great mashup. You know, it belongs on YouTube. I have no idea if he's ever going to do that or put it on YouTube, but that is what is taking all the time right now. But really incredible. When you get to see it, you're going to say that was a lot of work, and it has been. I think he's working on it over a month, because the rest of the movie's been done for a long time. The whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle this year, is less than an hour.
Are you going to send me a thumb drive of it?
If I ever get a chance to get on the computer. and he goes, I don't understand. What's the rush? I said, the rush is that I haven't done a thumb job. Why can't I even talk this morning? I haven't done a thumb drive before, so I want to try it out. I don't want to go out and buy 25 thumb drives, and then it doesn't work. So he said, well, you know, he said, if they don't get it when they're here on the 15th, they'll get it during the summer. I said, okay, fine. So that was the word.
Hey, you know who's celebrating a birthday today?
Not you.
Willie Mays. 90. 90. The Say Hey Kid is 90.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
Is he?
I don't know. I would think so. Hang on.
I think so, Marshall.
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, they should bring him to Citi Field or Yankee Stadium and have everybody salute him.
Yeah. 90 years old. He lives in Westfield, Alabama.
Wow. That's great. And how about this whole thing that they're going to be doing? I think it's great. I love the promotion with the Mets and the Yankees. If you get a vaccination, you get a free ticket.
Get a free ticket. And some people are complaining that here's what the law says. Is if you are vaccinated, you can sit in the general section. If you are not vaccinated, but you still have to wear a mask. But if you are not vaccinated, let's say a husband and wife go to the game. The husband is vaccinated. The wife is not.
Right.
Wife has to sit in a designated section for people that aren't vaccinated.
No, I think the husband and wife should be able to sit together. But unfortunately, he's going to probably have to sit in a non-vaccinated area.
That's right. Now I got in a big fight about this. So if you're not vaccinated, then you got to pay the penalty for it if this happens, and that means then your spouse or your friend who is vaccinated has to stay with you in the non-vaccinated session.
Simple as that.
There's no ifs, buts, or ands about it.
That's the way it goes.
I was told, oh, it's discrimination. It's not discrimination because
no,
you can still go see the game. You, as a vaccinated person, just have to move your butt to the non-vaccinated section. But you know,
I could not believe the positivity rate in Manhattan is below 1. It's 0.93 in Manhattan.
Let's keep
that
it
is
that
incredible.
Way. And Broadway's going to open up fully now in September.
Yeah, but that's another thing. They're opening up at 100% capacity, sitting next to one another. Let me tell you something. For the prices they charge and the way you're crammed in there, especially if you were to go in a season where you have a coat and you have to put your coat, you know, in back of the seat, I cannot see me paying that money and sitting next to somebody in those cramped seats during this COVID crisis.
You know,
absolutely out of the question.
When you say that, I always think of the time I went to see a Broadway show with a bunch of people, and I was over 400 pounds at the time. And I felt so bad for the people behind me. The people on the side of me were family and friends, but the people behind me, they paid to see Marshall's back.
Well, you see, that's the problem with the theater right now. They need to redo all the seating in there. It is much too close, as far as I'm concerned, even in the best of times.
All right. Well, it's the best of times right now because the sun is out this morning. And Pat.
And I'm going.
And you're going, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Bigandel this morning at the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast.